And when I understood the Lord's glory to be filled, that anyone who sees his birth, any of is the Lord of Buddha, but anyone who sees his birth in the United States is the Lord of Passion, and yet, everyone is born Sudra. So could you make it clear to me? I don't understand. We're all born Sudra. How are the people born in the Lord of Buddha in India, and the people in the United States born in the Lord of Passion?
We can think that the if you are born in a rich family, but you can squander your money and become a weak woman. To born in a rich family is not a guarantee that you continue to be rich.
How do you achieve the transcendental birth into the Lord Krishna? But then still, how do you achieve the transcendental birth into the spiritual master?
By carrying out the orders of the spiritual master. 10%.
I'm telling you, it's ready. What is this book then?
How does one achieve the mercy of the spiritual master? The real mercy of the spiritual master. In order to achieve full Krishna consciousness.
The spiritual master is the representative of Krishna. So, by serving the spiritual master, then we know how to serve Krishna. And in that way, we're serving, we are receiving the mercy of Krishna. So, this process is a descending process that we're receiving the benediction moon of Lord Krishna's mercy through the spiritual master. And Lord Krishna is saying, surrender to me. But the question is how to surrender. So the spiritual master is there to explain how to surrender to Krishna. So, by doing what the spiritual master wishes, that is what Krishna wishes. Just like the representative of an industrialist, or the head of a university, or any big man, his representative can distribute how best to serve in that way. And when that is being carried out, then the mercy is distributed.
Following out the orders and instructions, that this will destroy all material desire that we have. We have very real desires in Krishna. We got to be in strength so that we have them. And similarly with the spiritual master, we don't have to serve. He can set out some entities for the Prabhupada, but it doesn't mean very much. Was simply by the instruction just this would be enough to destroy all material desire, you know.
What do you mean by material desire?
See, even in the spiritual life,
you define material desire.
material desires, but enjoy the senses of the body.
Desire.
Anyone in spiritual life, one can desire to be a great spiritualist, one can desire to be a best devotee or best of doing this or being closest to the spiritual master and things like that.
That is not material.
That is not material, is it?
I shall eat more, I shall sleep more, I shall have sex life more, I shall defend more, these are material. I shall have more Krishna, that is not material. I shall try my best for studying Krishna, these are not material, these are spiritual. Desire you cannot stop. That is not possible. So now you are the desire captain. Desire should be purified. When I desire to satisfy my senses, that is material. When I desire to satisfy Krishna, that is spiritual. Desire is there. Not to stop desire. But desire for self, personal self can be very difficult. And desire for satisfying Krishna, that is very personal. So you have to understand how you are desiring. Are you desiring for your personal gratification or are you desiring to satisfy Krishna? That any of the anyone can understand. If you are in doubt, then ask the spiritual one. I am desiring like this, whether it is material or spiritual. That's all. General definition is desiring for personal gratification is material. Desiring for Krishna satisfaction is spiritual. Now, because we are not experienced, we may commit mistakes, one for the other. Therefore, whenever there is doubt, it requires the matter of your spiritual life. Mahāvāgītāyāpa says that don't desire. That is not possible. Don't desire is not possible. Desire must be there. But I have to see whether I am desiring for my personal gratification or I am desiring for Krishna. That is it. And if you are in doubt, then ask yourself.
Yes? Yeah. In our unified dreams, how can we have actually a desire to satisfy Krishna?
Yes, we have to refer to the spiritual master.
Yes, it must be.
Therefore, we must have to the spiritual master. If he says yes, it is out. If he says no, then it is not. In primary school, the small child is writing and sends the teacher. Says it is all right, and he says yes, it is out. If he says no, then you have to write it. Oh. And candlestick See? Okay.
In your room?
Yeah.
In your life?
Ah.
The Vishnu Purana describes that the covering of the universe is 200 260 million yojanas and 2,080,000,000 miles away from the sun. The distance from the sun to the earth is 100,000 yojanas. So I took this reference and I added it to the reference on 22.8. 22.8 says that above the rays of the sun shine by a distance of 100,000 yojanas is the moon. And he says, let me take into account that the moon is 100,000 yojanas above the rays of the sun shine.
How about the rays of
the sun? But the sun only goes as far as the main energy.
That's how I didn't tell you. That's how.
This spaceship to Mars was supposed to have been launched almost a year ago.
Now that calculation for Mars is over 200 million miles.
Oh,
wholeness, more than this. I can't remember the exact figure, but it was more than 200 million.
But the sun is 93 million miles. They are above that.
It's other directions. The sun's that way and more than that.
It's away from the sun.
That the sun. Solar system. The sun is this time.
Yeah.
The not going to set him up. What is that about? How they can look around the seven stars of the four stars. What is your company?
They say that it's hundreds of light years away.
Huh?
They say that the North Star is hundreds of light years away.
No, what does it mean? Huh?
It's always because it's
up.
Isn't it fixed star? It's the one star that doesn't move. The North Star, the other stars move. This one doesn't. The North Star doesn't move while all the others move. So therefore they call it the fixed point of North.
The star is always the point to which
it's always North Star. Yes. Well, that's the same thing. Here you So when is this North Star? Where is it going? To the solar system.
It's a long ways away from their solar system, you say.
Huh?
You say it's many billions of miles away from their solar system.
No, but LA, is that up, down, up, down? Is it?
Must be up.
And what is the top? Why do they get up north? And we see the man. Why is it there north and the up? And south and the down? Why is it away from that? The north and the south.
Can you see the North Star from Australia? There's different stars, right, isn't it? That's cool.
Oh, it must be.
They do all navigation.
Okay, the engine of the place of this class is not standing visible from here. Same beauty.
I think they said that it's invisible from the northern hemisphere. In the southern hemisphere, it's a completely different set of stars. But you can't see the same set of stars from the southern hemisphere that you can from the northern hemisphere. In the southern hemisphere, they take the navigational readings from what's called the Southern Cross, the group of stars, and they take it from
there.
I don't know the seven stars. I don't think the North Star is visible.
The North Star is not visible, the seven stars are visible.
No, other stars are visible.
How is it? The North, the seven stars are attached to the North Star.
Well, I don't know about the seven stars, but there's some stars visible.
It's called
some stars,
the Big Dipper. The West, they call the seven stars the Big Dipper.
Big Dipper.
And the North Star is one end of that.
That's a planet, right? It is like that.
Yeah.
Like a label. No, you can't see that in the south. Suppose that's not visible in the south.
What?
That is not visible in the southern hemisphere.
In India it's visible.
That's northern hemisphere. It's not visible in Australia.
Makes sense.
What?
It makes sense.
Wait,
that you couldn't see it because the earth they go left on they go like this. And you turn left on the sky go like
this. Yeah, they got on
the sun is above you.
Yeah, you can see the sun because the sun is going around. And moving up
and if the sun is here, the earth is here. So the earth is turning around like this. Therefore, sometimes you can see the sun.
And the seven stars.
In the nighttime, you can not see it.
In the
daytime, you can't.
I'm
going like this.
Yeah, I look. I remember when I looked. I'm sure they're not visible. In the northern hemisphere, they're always visible, but in the southern hemisphere, they're not. You can check on it. But I'm still. This is very confusing.
This chat was very carefully done. I appreciate that you have to say it. Very carefully done.
Very carefully done.
Yes. But otherwise, it was pretty good.
But when you make a planetarium, you have to observe the Indian astronomer or mathematician. This is correct if there is such a thing.
Krishna wouldn't let me find any. Every time I tried, Krishna said, I couldn't find any.
See, just like this, candy, the North Side, and it is hanging, and whole beautiful.
You should take your camera one day, put it on the roof and point it at the pulsar, and you'll see everything going like this. You put it on that screen, where it's open all the time.
Open all the time.
You should do that, and you'll see everything going like that. Prove it. It'll knock out the whole scientific world.
We've already done that, though, but they said for a different reason.
Well, yeah, that's what they're saying. That we have the truth.
But they agree on that.
Yeah, but then why everything's going around it? You can see it. Everything goes like that around the pulsar. The whole thing. You can see little circles all around the pulsar. They prove it. They can't deny it.
You can leave the camera lens open.
If, when our mind is upstairs there.
Midsummer here now, and in Australia it's midwinter.
Because the day and night goes by the way it's situated around the earth, like the India's daytime is nighttime now, and here's.
When it's daytime in Alaska, it's also daytime in Australia. Because they're more or less on the same.
It goes by the earth.
It's on the same side.
Wait, opposite. England and Australia are opposite.
Yeah.
it's nighttime. Yeah, so.
Therefore, they used to say that the sun never sets on the British Empire. But when it was daytime, and I was feeling
They say the sun never sets in the British Empire because the sun never shines on it. Right, it sets.
No, it doesn't.
He says, what is for me, money? There are many millions of words that is not visible. What is Jnana?
They would dispute that. They have no proof.
We have nothing proof. We have got proof. That bread never has 200 years in it. And this bread, you cannot calculate finite quantity. That is different. They were microbes. Finite microbes is development too. In the beginning, there are microbes.
Again, you're using your argument against
them.
Again, you're using their argument against them.
Yes, there are microbes. God can also come. So when you are microbes, the baby is going to be missing. You have got this? We speak of millions and trillions of years. And they speak of some thousands of years. They say, what is called human brain? Can it be? 40,000 years.
Can
you change? 40,000?
Yeah.
40,000
years.
Oh, it wasn't civilized.
Huh?
It wasn't civilized.
The Pleistocene is 1 million. Pleistocene
is the
brain developed.
Because the life is beginning from microbes. But ours is the beginning developed from Brahma's brain. Which in charge of creating the universe.
How many years is that count?
Many kind of cancer?
It's logical that things were originally there in the day, or they developed and then came to grade it. It isn't logical that things were originally small and became developed, and then came to see them today, the world becomes eroded or becomes degraded over a period of time. Big stone washed down.
From nature, we see that things start nice and decay. Therefore, this supports our facts also. That there is high civilization, not a civilization as well. It supports it.
Yeah, that is alcoholism.
Yes.
Everything is degraded.
Some people ask why there are no signs of dinosaurs at the time of Ramachandra. Sometimes they ask.
Oh, who knows? Who says there are no dinosaurs? And what is that nonsense dinosaur? That is manufactured by dinosaurs.
They put together the bones.
Big bones.
Big bones can be had. It's thin. Thinning bones.
Yeah. Also, people were good at that time, so the little animals might have been good.
No, apart from that. Thinning bones, yeah. It is. Well, I mean, who has to, I know. What is that? Is it Pacific Ocean in there? You keep 2 miles or what is it?
In the Ramayana, it talks about large birds, but it doesn't mention dinosaurs.
But dinosaurs, it is English word. The name is suggested. Just like pinnacle. The pinnacle is not right. But it was it done. The bag was very sticky. We have not to tax our bread so much for this thing. But we can have an idea of the whole universe through the knowledge given by knowledge. We are not concerned when the sun and the moon, we kick all these things, we go to a point into even there are such things. There are undoubtedly. We don't care what this billion planets.
Well, the scientists were arguing recently, they had a big campaign against astrology because they said that the stars and the planets had no influence on human behavior or human life. Therefore, astrology is useless. So I am missing one there. But the scientists say here that the planets and start a no influence on human life. They have a lot of saying from the time of studies. If I am voting, they have no influence. What is the time?
Then how long do they study? If they study, what do they study? The lifetime will be finished.
Mm-hmm.
And they are going to the God. There is a study, there is bad. But they are going to do that.
It's nonsense. There's so many people just do nonsense in the name of Christ because they're weakened. They don't have an idea of the meaning of life. So they say the quest for new worlds. They don't even know what they're questing for.
Nonsense.
And
what
makes it
dangerous? Spend money.
And then the
state. So, the economic point comes to you. You said you were suffering. That's injury.
One scientist in research in Texas.
But knowledge says, we are going to travel. Travel says it like this. That's all. Why can I go to research? Unless I got some business.
Because they're not satisfied. They want to see something new. We're satisfied with the nectar of the papa. They want something new because they're dissatisfied. They're dissatisfied. So they want
to satisfied the machine and life. No one is satisfied with any position. That is basically what. If you have got 1,000 rupees, you are not satisfied. If you have got 1 million rupees, you are not satisfied. If you have got many millions of it, you are not Billa, half. That is satisfying by your doing business, of course. Nobody there is. Indra is not satisfied. Chandra is not satisfied. That's fine. It is the dual satisfied. This is the secret. Nobody can be satisfied. But that's what Bhagavan has said. It is not possible to be satisfied. When Bali Maharaj said that you are so learned and speaking that your instruction has to be accepted by the greatest learned man, but still you are so kindly that you are asking me 3,000. So this is your childish innocence. So why not ask more? So he said no. Why should he ask more? If I ask more, that is not satisfying. If I ask more, that is not satisfying. It will never satisfy. The best thing is, whatever I give at the present moment, that must happen. And he is giving reason that a beggar should not ask from the giver more than what is absolutely necessary. So why should I ask more? Bali Maharaj was introducing it, that this is a child. So what 3 things he will do of his beggar? He did not know that 2 feet is sufficient to cover up and down. So, or argument said that you are asking me that right. Exactly as you are. Small one.
It also says in the Bhagavatam that a beggar should not ask something.
Not big amounts from one person. Remember that you have said house to house. Begging means pushing. One pushing. So any family for armful of rice to give anyone. Those days, practically. What I have to go now?
They're thinking that it would be good if you left it for the day. Huh? They're thinking that it would be good if you left it for the day. You go down. If you left today, you're quite tired
after you go down. You have to go out tomorrow morning. The better thing is to rest completely today and not strain yourself. Have at least one more day of full rest. Because yesterday was the first time that you've had a full moon also.